you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you a little bit late, having some technical difficulties here in the Pensacola offices of Crab Diving. We are going to be here for the next couple of weeks, broadcasting from the Gulf Coast. If it's, a few 10 or so, 12 minutes after 2 p.m. on this Monday, then you're listening to us live. If it's a little after 5 out on the Eastern Coast, then you're listening to us live. Otherwise, you must be listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, where you, of course, have been kind enough to leave us a good review. Okay. Yeah. Technical difficulty.
That was a dog.
Oh, the dog did then?
Yeah. Kate just took out my headphones.
Crabdiving.com, iTunes, Stitcher, all that stuff. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the hell out of it. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for joining us here in the Panhandle, man.
Here in the Panhandle. Had a lovely drive from Los Angeles, California, all the way to Pensacola, Florida.
Can we address a couple of things about
Texas?
The country?
Texas? Oh, okay.
Yes, that I noticed. What do people do in Texas? For fun. Because
secede?
Yeah.
Frequently?
There's a lot of America where there's like nothing. There's nothing for miles.
Yeah.
And then there's like one house or one like little compound. What do you do for fun? If you're listening to this show and you live in the middle of New Mexico and you have no neighbors, what do you do for fun?
We hate Obama.
Right. When you're done hate, when you've exhausted all hate, what do you do? Right. Oh, wait, you haven't exhausted it yet.
Yeah, I don't think, I think that's an endless font that we've got here in this country, especially if you're paying attention to the news with Donald is doing and all this stuff. So, yeah, thanks for joining us this beautiful Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for the delay. Like I said, we had a little, some technical difficulties here, but we finally got connected.
Oh,
and
yes.
We are streaming at you live. We'll be tweeting if you want to tweet during the show between this 2 and 4 p.m. Pacific on this lovely June the 6th, Monday. Go to Crab Diving on the Twitter, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over on our Facebook page, which is Crab Diving on Facebook. All kinds of stuff going on there, all kinds of fun. A little bit quieter weekend. We were en route. Not a lot of
posting
as we usually do over the weekends, but a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
What do you want from us?
Yeah.
We're supposed to pull over and tweet. So all kinds of stuff going on in the world. The Donald proves to be
good heavens
more amazing by the day. He's totally backtracked on that stuff with that judge, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. He's apologizing for his comments.
If apologizing he's Mexican.
Right.
And I'm going to build a wall. So, of course, he's biased against me.
I, you know, my favorite part of this is the Republican outrage at his racism.
Well, faux outrage.
Mitch McConnell won't call it racism. Did you see?
None of them will. They asked
lipless monster.
They asked all the toadies and all the gopers that they could. Paul Ryan, you've heard what Donald Trump said about this judge. Don't you think this is racism? He's saying that simply because of the man's ethnic background, he is inherently biased against Donald.
And, that's insanity.
And then they get this look on their face like they ate something with the wrong hole. And then they
ate something with the wrong
hole. And then, yeah, interpret that as you will.
Put on a T-shirt.
And then they say, I don't agree with what he said.
Yeah.
But they say, well, was it, but is it racism? I don't agree with what he said.
Oh, my God.
That's the, obviously the memo went out on the Republican hotline.
They can't admit that he's racist because they have already endorsed him.
They've already filleted him, yeah.
I mean, if I was Paul Ryan, I would be upset that I had endorsed him. He obviously shouldn't have endorsed him because now.
Well, he said he was voting for him, right?
Oh, that's
he
right.
He didn't fully endorse
him.
Oh,
I thought he did.
Yeah, that's a, it's a Republican endorsement.
How are you going to vote for a racist?
Well, that's what the people are asking. And when they're saying is it racist? And they say, well, I don't agree with what he says. But isn't it racist? Why don't they say, why don't you agree with what he says? That should be the follow-up question, right?
Right, right.
Why don't you agree with what he says?
Well, because it's racist. I mean, oh, shit, sorry. Yeah,
you're fired.
They wouldn't say
you're
it's
out
racist.
Out of Fight Club.
Yeah, yeah.
Fright Club.
Yeah, Fright Club. That's true. GOP Fright Club. I mean, the GOP leadership should take a page out of Trump's book and just say exactly what they're feeling and don't be ashamed. Just say, listen, we're stuck with this candidate. And yeah, we endorsed him, but what he said there was racist and horrible. But yeah. What are we supposed to do? We value our party over humans.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's what they're saying. They value keeping the GOP together and unified is more important
than Hillary getting in the office.
But more important than shouting down racism and standing up against a racist bully.
Right.
But they're all for that.
Can
see,
I get a hallelujah?
Shut up.
Right-wing and bitter clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, our religions, and our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough? Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
They would welcome her back, don't you think?
I mean, at this point,
she's a model candidate compared to what Trump is her. Add blatant racism and sexism and homophobia and Islamophobia.
Yeah, but I think Trump is, oh God, he's more well-spoken. We're talking about Sarah Palin, you know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
I mean, he could put a speaking spell with a toupee. That's what he is.
Is that the thing where you turn the dial to like the cow?
I don't know.
That's
a farm animal thing.
And then you pull the string and it goes moo. And then you put it on the sheep, and you pull the string, and it goes,
That's
usually the way things went. We can see what's going on in the headlines. We already heard the mellifluous tones of the caribou Barbie herself, Ms.
Sarah Palin.
Palin.
Shit.
Here she is leading us into the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Cool. From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, June 6, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. You gotta get used to the Pensacola thing.
Yeah.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It's fate.
Huffington Post.
Hey, boy!
But, of course, the headline. There's a picture of the Donald. Doing one of his Donaldly things, looking all scowly and pointy, and
saying something hateful
in some kind of speech,
making all the fat rich white people listening to him smile.
And it says, "Leak."
Oh yes,
you thought leak. Trump six stooges on judge and journalists.
What does that mean? Oh, his surrogates.
I'm assuming that's
Release the stooges!
Trump orders surrogates to intensify criticism of judge and journalists.
Why? Why? Because the judge isn't coming. Isn't saying what he wants judge to say.
This is from Bloomberg.
Right.
And it says, in a battle, Donald Trump urgently rallied his most visible supporters, which, shame on them, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
To defend his attacks on a federal judge's Mexican ancestry.
Why?
During a conference call on Monday. What a fun conference call that sucker must have been.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wish somebody would have.
That'd be
I
so
wish somebody
funny.
Would have taped that mother.
I mean, you know, what's going to happen? What do you think happens in those conference calls? Does Donald just yells at his surrogates and says, listen, I wonder if he does run it like a business. I wonder if he holds all his people accountable for his numbers.
He puts everyone else on mute.
Yeah.
That's his Except conference him. Call. Yeah.
I mean, if he has a dip in the polls, do you think he yells at people?
I don't know.
A bad week, does he consider it the fault of his
Who can he blame? He takes control of everything. They're saying that toadies. They're saying that right now there's warring factions going on in the Trump inner circle because some they're going crazy with this shit that he said about this judge.
Jesus.
They're like, this is you. Stop. And he's saying, fuck you. I'm going to keep doing it.
Absolutely. This is his. I don't know why. It's hard for me to believe anybody in his camp would actually tell him to double down because that is never. That's not what he does. And he's still winning.
Yes.
So
that's what he says. His crowd loves it. The crowd loves it when I talk about it.
And his crowd probably loves it when he says Hillary's going to end up in jail.
Yeah.
And isn't qualified to be president. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. A lot of tidy whities getting soiled in the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Overstretched.
Oh, yes.
Gray tidy whities. gray from age.
Right.
The former Arizona governor, it says, Jan Brewer. Oh, she was on the line.
Wait.
Hi, Jan. What are you doing this weekend?
Being racist.
Yeah, getting a tan.
Right. She's the former governor. She's not the governor anymore?
Yes.
Oh, man.
She's the one that... Remember, there's that famous picture of her pointing the finger at Obama on the tarmac, wagging her finger at him.
Yeah.
And all the T-billies went crazy that she stood up to Barack.
God, we drove through Arizona. What'd you think?
We didn't
get stopped. No one asked us for papers.
I thought it was hot as fuck. We opened the door and got
like
to get gas. Yeah,
No one asked us
at
for
night.
Papers.
At night.
At night.
It was like 3 a.m, and we got out of the car to stop.
Imagine.
And it still felt the same as in the bright, horrible sunlight.
What do you think? Nobody asked us for our papers.
Yes, they did. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
We went through that one border in Texas, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they noticed that we were white, so
they waved us along.
Yeah. Well, they asked if we're citizens.
Yes.
He was a dick too, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
what a horrible ass job.
No nicety to it.
What if we had said "Wheel from France"?
Yeah.
You know, what the fuck are you doing here?
Or had "Feel the Burn" stickers on the car. I'm worried they would have pulled us over, sicked the dogs on us. So they're saying Jan Brewer interrupted the discussion.
Yes.
To inform Trump that his own campaign had asked them to stop talking about the lawsuit on Sunday in an email. And then Trump supposedly said, who sent that memo? And then he immediately overruled his staff. So the same people around him sent out an email over the weekend to the toadies. And they said, ixnay on the lawsuit lay.
Right. Don't talk about something else.
Right. And now Donald's on Monday morning, Donald's on a conference call and says, I want you to go, keep going after him. Go after that judge, go after this. And then Jan Brewer speaks up and says,
but you tell that you emailed us over the weekend.
No, God.
And then Trump got all pissed and said, do what I say.
You know,
jeez.
I can kind of see how that strategy makes sense in this bizarroville campaign he's running. I mean, because if they aren't talking about it, whoever's interviewing them, they're going to ask.
Yeah.
And so the interviewers probably think that their move is going to be to get them off their talking points and talk about this judge. But if you're already talking about the judge, then maybe you're screwing up the agenda of the person interviewing you. Maybe you get them off balance or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's doing the opposite of what seems like would work.
Take that order and throw it the hell out, Trump said.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
The one he got over the weekend.
And you know, even like that leak, that makes his Trumpalos so excited. They're like, throw it out. We ain't going to be embarrassed for our racism.
They're saying they found out that the memo was sent by someone named Erica Freeman, who is a staffer that sends out information to the herd.
Erica, you're fired.
And Trump said he didn't know her. I don't know her.
Oh, that's got to be a lie.
And then he said, are there any other stupid letters that were sent to you guys?
Stupid.
That's one of the reasons I want to have this call, because you guys are getting sometimes stupid information from people that aren't so smart.
You know,
from people that aren't so smart.
You can say that a lot nicer. It's not like it's okay. She's not stupid. I'm sure this person working for you is not stupid.
Probably not. Yeah.
I mean, it's just a different tactic.
I don't know her.
God, how's he going to be president? Ever.
Oh, God, he's not. I mean, I can't imagine.
Does Barack Obama, does he start out every Rose Garden press conference and say, before we get to the issues, I'm going to give you a list of people who I think are stupid. Right. Just so we're all on the same page.
There's not enough time for that one.
Oh, yeah. God, I'd love to be a fly on the wall when he's having breakfast with Michelle. He's complaining about, who do you think he complains about most that he works with? I mean, you can't say Congress because... It's got to be somebody.
You mean specific people?
Mitch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they chat that often, to be honest. I thought that was one of the problems that everybody was complaining about Obama.
Right.
Was that he doesn't talk to people. Those kind of people.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. But then they said that Paul Ryan has talked to the president a few times, which I'm sure has the T-Billies, the Freedom Caucus in the Congress. They're probably soiling their boxers over.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the
boxer briefs, maybe.
I think so.
Yeah. No, they're older guys. It's right. It's boxers or tidy whiteys.
Who knows what's going on over there?
Or it's the GOP. It's it's leather ball supports or whatever.
Ball gags. Curves.
Family
values.
So Trump, I guess, is any other stupid letters you guys were sent?
Do you think Obama ever has to call like Time Warner?
No.
When the cable's
when his cable
out?
Goes out? I don't think so. And he's got he calls somebody who calls Time Warner.
My cable's out. I bet the Wi-Fi at the White House never goes down.
The what?
The Wi-Fi at the White House.
You think?
Yeah, it doesn't go down.
The president is trying to stream House of Cards or something.
Oh, right.
Gets that little bar. Wait. Yeah. Probably not. It says that he said he should have won this case years ago. He, at the last interview, he added that the judge is a member of La Raza.
Isn't that a paper?
La Raza Lawyers of California, a Latino bar association.
Well, I mean, the guy's Latino and he's a lawyer. So is it nutty for me to say that he would be a member of something called the Latino Bar Association?
Yeah, I think because, yeah.
Why is that weird?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. How strange.
In fact, over at the Daily Caller, over at Tucker Carlson's little place.
God. Those people are worse.
His bro-tastic place where you can hang around and hate on chicks. And black people and Mexicans. There was a headline a few days ago. It says, judge presiding over Trump University case is a member of La Raza Lawyers Group. Dun, dun, dun.
Who cares? Who cares? It's nutty because if anybody hears one thing about that college, it does sound fishy. Everything about the Trump
U. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds fishy. Nothing about the judge sounds fishy to me, unless you're a big fat racist and it bothers you that he's Mexican.
They had two interviews over the weekend, at least, or in the past day, that where Donald has quadrupling. I mean, we're way past doubling, right?
He's let me understand this. He's saying the judge is racist.
Yes,
because he.
Well, we're racist for bringing it up.
The judge.
He
is
says
racist.
The judge is biased.
Oh, okay, biased.
All of us that are rightfully saying what he's saying is racism, or, you know, I guess It's not a race, ethnic bias or whatever.
Because Trump has some xenophobic platforms, maybe, where he wants to deport people from Mexico that are here illegally, and he wants to build a wall between America and Mexico because he wants to keep out the Mexican rapist. He's saying because Trump says that the judge is biased because he's Mexican.
Yes.
I mean, you could be...
I want to build a wall, he says. I want to build a wall.
But you don't have to be Mexican to have any of that bother you. You could be any color. I mean, I'm white. I don't mean to blow anybody's mind out there listening to who listen to this podcast, but I think we can both come out as white.
Yes. I think it's pretty obvious.
I mean, right. And I can be
heard
white.
Some of the references we make and the music we play.
I could be white and be biased against Trump because of his political policies, couldn't I? I don't have to be Mexican for that to bother me.
Right. Well, if you're not the type that like hates black people and hates Mexicans and hates women and hates...
Right.
Oh, wait. I love women.
Yeah, yeah.
You like see them all oiled up and rolling around in Jell-O and shit.
You big creep.
But if you like respect women as human beings and everybody else as human beings,
yes,
then...
Maybe you could be offended by what Trump has to right. say and maybe a little biased.
And I think you probably would not be allowed to be a judge in a case against
well,
him.
That, is it,
you heard he said the Muslims, too.
Yeah.
I think I have it here. Here's Trump talking with Jake Tapper over at See the NN.
This is very confusing. This is very confusing because how is anyone who's a normal human being not supposed to be offended by some of Trump's policies? So, like, how are you unbiased against that guy if you're a normal, well-balanced person? I mean, how does a judge do his job?
Oh, right.
Again,
right.
I don't know.
Hillary Clinton was giving a speech. She had some very tough things to say about you. One of the things she said...
She wasn't giving. She was reading a speech that was written by other people, okay? But go ahead.
Kaboom!
Bam!
Kaboom! But go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, God, he's infuriated.
He was ready for that one.
Right.
He's ready for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
A speech that was written by other people, okay? But go ahead.
Okay.
Soundbites.
One of the things she said was, this is not someone... who should have the nuclear codes. It's not hard to imagine Donald Trump leading us into war because someone got under his very thin skin. What's your response to that?
Well, first of all, I don't have thin skin. I have very strong, very thick skin. And when somebody's right about me...
I have very strong, very thick skin. This is like 18-year-old tanned leather.
Right. My skin is the best skin. It's not thin.
You can make a saddle out of this shit with no tanning involved.
Oh, yes.
Just wrap it on top of the horse.
I always, you know, if you do a report and it's not necessarily positive, but you're right, I never complain. I do complain.
You can make a shoe leather out of my taint.
God.
When it's a lie or when it's wrong. But I have a strong temperament, and it's a very good temperament, and it's a very in-control temperament. Oh,
God damn it. Okay, yes. This is how you have to interview Trump. Hey, Trump, I just want to get it out of the way first. You're the best ever.
Oh, yes. I love you, Mr. Trump.
Everything about you is great. That's what you have to say. Then you can ask him questions.
I have the best temperament. I have a very good temperament. It's a great temperament.
I mean, we're not even getting... It's such a good...
40 seconds
in. It's a good tactic.
And I'm exhausted.
It's a good tactic because, to me, the less time he spends trying to explain his racism, probably the better. And now he's talking about Hillary Clinton insulting him. He's turning himself into the victim.
Right?
It's amazing.
Here you go.
I wouldn't have built this unbelievable company. I wouldn't have built all of the things that I've been able to do in life. I've been number one bestsellers, one of the best-selling books of all time, tremendous television success.
I don't think anyone...
I've been successful. Well, wait a minute, Jake. I've been successful in every business I've been in, if you think. Real estate, one of the most successful. Television, The Apprentice, which is, forget it. I mean, NBC came to me, they wanted to renew so badly, you have no idea.
What does that have to do with temperament? You're very successful, there's no question.
You can't have that success without good temperament. And I will say this, I was thinking about the word temperament.
Hold on a second. You can't have that success without good temperament.
Let's just think about some people.
Holy shit.
Okay, hey, I'll tell you somebody who is successful, a very famous baseball player. Barry Bonds.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about him somewhere in mid-Mississippi during the drive.
He is a tremendous asshole. Right. He's an asshole. Everyone knows he's an asshole, but very successful at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz might have gotten the nomination if it wasn't for the fact that he's a spectacular dickhole.
Ted Cruz is amazing. No one likes him, but yet he got lots of people to vote for him.
Well, the anti-Trumpers, though.
No one likes him.
He was nowhere until some of the turds started getting scraped off the bottom of the shoe during the primary.
But still.
And then when they started realizing, holy shit, we're going to end up with Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
Then all of a sudden, Ted, you know, it's 3 a.m. and you're drunk.
There's so many people.
Ted sitting there in the corner.
Bill O'Reilly.
Batting his eyelashes.
Tremendous asshole. Made lots of money as a television broadcaster. Horrible.
Yes.
Would you say horrible temperament?
Well, sure. It's endless. We could think of all kinds of Kate Moss, the model. Or
Wait. Who's the one that throws the phone?
Naomi Campbell.
She throws diamond-studded iPhone cases at people. Alec Baldwin, horrible temperament. Insanely successful actor. Very, very talented. Russell Crowe, he has an Oscar. He threw a phone at a concierge at a goddamn hotel. Horrible temperament.
Yes.
I don't know when to stop. When do I stop?
Well, right. I mean, it's just the most ridiculous.
Stupid.
That you can't get that successful and not have a good temperament.
Does Mitch McConnell have a good temperament? We wouldn't know.
Who knows?
He might not have thin skin, but he's got thin lips.
I think he has got translucent skin.
I don't think he has skin.
Who knows? It sheds every season.
Man, he's reptilian.
And I will say this. I was thinking about the word temperament, and we need a strong temperament in this country. We have been led.
Does he know what? Does he mean? What does he mean by a strong temperament? He doesn't know the meaning of the word.
I don't know. I don't think he... If this reporter could turn around and say, Donald, what do you mean by temperament? What is temperament?
Right. I don't think... Just by the way he's using the word, I don't think he knows what he's talking about. We need a strong temperament in this country.
He might...
What?
I think he's... Somehow he is able to... Get the conversation back to like whatever, I don't know, agenda he wants. You know what I mean? Like somehow he's steering the conversation.
Oh, he never, yeah.
We're not even
off the rails.
I don't even remember what in the hell they're supposed to be. What are they supposed to be talking about?
I don't know. They're supposed to be talking about
this judge, right?
This, yeah. Why? How Hillary Clinton went after him about the judge, and now he's like, "We need strong temperament."
We just did the story. I don't remember because I've been listening to this lunatic.
You're right. Here's some more.
I will say this: I was thinking about the word temperament, and we need a strong temperament in this country. We have been led by weak people, weak, ineffective people. Countries have taken advantage of us, whether it's militarily or otherwise. We have been taken advantage of by everybody. We have people with weak temperaments. I have a very strong temperament, but I have a temperament that's totally under control. And
oh,
what?
I have a very strong temperament, but a temperament that's under control. See, he doesn't know what it is. He doesn't know the temperament.
I think, is he saying that's like fortitude? Or,
like it sounds like he means temperament. Temperament means strength.
Balls. He means balls.
Yeah.
He thinks it means balls. He doesn't think it.
Temperament just means personality. Like you have a good temperament, you have a bad temperament, right? It's how you purport or comport yourself.
Temperament. A person's or animal's nature, especially as it permanently affects their behavior. A disposition.
Your personality. Yeah,
character,
your disposition.
Personality, makeup, constitution, mind, spirit. He has a good spirit?
He's got a very strong spirit. I've got the best spirit.
No, you've got the shittiest spirit. Can't he admit? I want somebody to ask him, Donald, what's your biggest flaw? What do you think he would say? He doesn't.
Sorry, I paused the video is a spectacular screen capture of Donald. I have to save it right now. Okay.
Oh my God.
But yeah, here's Donald. Here's a little more.
You know, she mentions that I'll bring us into war. She's the one that wanted to go into Iraq. I mean, she raised her hand. She didn't know what the hell she was doing. She raised her hand. I said, I don't want to go into Iraq. Iraq is going to destabilize the Middle East. And I was 100% right.
I want to ask you about comments you made about the judge in the Trump University case. You said that you thought it was a conflict of interest that he was the judge because he's of Mexican heritage.
Of Mexican heritage.
Let me understand. So now, because Trump has said he wants to build a wall, he referred to, you know, the Mexicans coming over here as rapists. Now, if there's anything, if he has any dealings with any other Mexican person, Mexican American Latina person,
they're immediately biased against him.
They can't be trusted. They can't be trusted because he's the one building the stupid ass wall.
Right. And what does that tell every drool cupper out there?
Boy.
With a Make America Great Again hat?
They love it. They love it. This is
that you can't trust the Mexicans.
That's right. We all knew it. He just says it out loud.
Right.
God damn it. Give him the launch codes.
So,
God.
Here we go.
No, he's from Indiana. Hillary Clinton.
You know,
said,
he's from Indiana. Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that. I'm surprised he's not saying this is the first I've heard of it. Wasn't that the usual?
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about him.
Conflict of interest that he was the judge because he's of Mexican heritage, even though he's from Indiana. Hillary Clinton said that is a racist attack on a federal judge.
Oh, I know. She's so wonderful. You know, I mean, here's a woman that should be put in jail for what she did with her emails, and she's commenting on this.
Right there. I hope Tapper is interrupting him and saying, no, it doesn't matter. Her emails have nothing to do with the fact that you're a fucking racist. Tapper probably won't say that.
Yeah, I mean, it is temperament. We're talking about temperament, his nature, who he is,
yeah,
his character.
But he's got a very strong temperament.
Yes, he obviously doesn't see, listen, if you're dealing with Trump, you're better off being white. That's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
What a great quality to have as a president. He has the ability to not see you as a person if you're not white.
Well, I guess maybe they feel they need somebody who's so blindingly white to scrape all the black off the walls of the White House.
Oh, I think
it's been tainted the last 7 years.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
This is exactly what this is. This is Trump is a reaction to all these idiots. And they're freaking out because their white patriarchy is all
right
screwed up.
Yeah.
Right?
You got a black one for 7 years. We want a really, really white one.
They think because there's been one black guy, one black president, or maybe we should say there's been one president that hasn't been a white, straight male.
Well, we don't know. I don't know. I heard Rutherford B. Hayes. Like busboys or something. Right.
Reagan always used to trim the rose bushes.
Not that there's anything wrong.
I don't know what that means. Yeah. I wish we could have a gay president. I wish we could have a gay Asian president. That would be the best.
Yeah, gay Asian president.
Just to stick it to these guys. Just to stick it to them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like what you were talking about that last night. What did What's-Her-Face say when she was interviewed about the Supreme Court? How many women should be Supreme Court justices? What would be fair?
Oh, Ginsburg.
And she said all. Mm-hmm. She said all.
And then the reporter was like, well, really? And she said, for 200 years plus, it's been nine white guys.
Yes.
Up till Thurgood Marshall, it was nine white guys.
And if you think about the combination, this is such a dumb thing to say. Just think about the combination of people there are on the planet. Okay, so we have white guys, right? White males. We also have white females. We have African-American males, African-American females. And there's tons of categories and combinations. We've only had one of the combinations. White males.
Yeah. Right.
It's nuts. Right. It's nuts.
White Christian males.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, yeah. White Christian male.
And even then, how they got their granny panties knotted up over a Catholic in the 60s.
What are you talking about, JFK?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because they're all like, he's going to surrender. It's going to turn us into the papacy. He's going to call the Pope when he needs to make decisions. And Kennedy like made speeches to say, look, I'm an American first.
Yeah.
Catholic second or something like that. And, Constitution first.
And what did we find out? That Kennedy probably wasn't that concerned with the Pope.
I think he wasn't that. Yeah, that Catholic-y. Yeah.
None of those Kennedys gave two shits about religion.
Right.
They didn't care right. about anything.
They might have called out for God, but not on Sunday mornings.
Not really in the...
Yeah.
Thank you.
We are... So there you go. Oh, you want to hear a little bit more of this?
Oh, yes.
Federal judge.
Oh, I know. She's so wonderful. You know, I mean, here's a woman that should be put in jail for what she did with her emails, and she's commenting on this. Let me just tell you. So very simple. I have a case where I have thousands of people have taken this course, and thousands of people have said great reviews, great reviews. Fortunately, just about everybody that took the courses have signed a review, an evaluation, they call it. And it's gotten tremendous marks. Thousands. I don't mean like two people. I mean thousands of people.
Right.
Look,
didn't somebody say that if it doesn't matter if it's, if you, the quote was, if you go to buy a Mercedes and someone sells you a Yugo.
Right.
And, or they, it's a Yugo. And you're like, well, I like the Yugo.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't make it less of a fraud. Just because you end up liking what the process was.
Dude.
Or what you ended up getting fleeced with.
This what he's saying
right?
is crazy. He's saying that people that went to my university... They said in an evaluation that they loved it.
Right.
What are they supposed to say? They just spent all this money at this dumbass school.
Yeah.
Are they supposed to then say, oh, you know, I hated it?
Right.
Even if they hated it or thought it was worthless, they just spent all this ridiculous money on it. They don't even want to admit to themselves that they hate it.
Yeah.
This is
admit
bias.
They got fleeced.
Right.
They're embarrassed.
Well, what do we hear?
I gave $13,000 to Donald fucking Trump, and all I got was a picture with a cardboard cutout.
I don't think you have the ability to say you were dissatisfied, because if you start going down that road in your mind, you're going to jump off a bridge for spending all that money, that stupid right. Trump University.
Okay. I have a situation where the woman that brought the case, she was the plaintiff. She was deposed. She was found to be a disaster for them as a witness because she gave an evaluation that was like the best evaluation.
See, now he's litigating. He's
yeah.
shitting on the witness.
Right.
He's discrediting her. She's the worst. She was the worst.
What are we getting to know about him?
God, I mean.
You know what I mean?
He's John Stewart said it best. He's a man baby. He's a man baby.
He's a man
baby. He can't handle it. He can't handle it. There's so many issues going on right now in the world. We should be evaluating his policies versus Hillary's policies and everything. And you know, unless Bernie wins.
Right.
Sorry, Bernie bros.
Really.
But now he's screaming. He's dominating the news cycles again. Nobody can talk about anything else because he's... Just talking about how.
I mean, he said that day one he's going to rip up the agreement we made with Iran.
Right.
Okay. To me, the question I want to hear somebody ask him, and I want him to answer it. Well, then what? What will happen after you rip it up and do your?
We'll make a better one.
We'll
make a better one.
What's it going to be?
We're going to rip up Obamacare. We're going to make a better.
What are you going to replace it with?
We'll make it better.
Something better.
We'll make it better.
Oh, shit. I wish at my day job, I wish I could answer questions the way he answers questions. My boss yeah, would right. throw something at me. I mean,
when are you going to have it done? I'm going to have it done. When are you going to have it done? I'll get it done.
And when I get it done, it's going to be the best. It's going to be
best.
Better than it was before.
Yeah, this is the best I've ever done.
And it's going to be white.
You've ever heard. Wait just one second.
Okay.
And she did a tape, like from your camera.
See, he stops people. He's like, Tapper was trying to say, but exactly what we're saying. And he's going, wait, just one second. He needs Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews is one of the few guys I've seen that maybe it's the Philly thing. Maybe, you know, that goes toe to toe with this guy and would not wait a second. Because you heard Tapper. Tapper said,
right.
Okay, wait, one second. Okay.
Do you think Chris Matthews is worried about his integrity? I'm serious. And how people see him. I mean, Chris Matthews doesn't want to be seen as a as a soft little pushover.
Right.
I think Chris Matthews in a way is probably similar to Trump in the fact that he doesn't like anyone telling him what to do. I mean, do you think when Chris Matthews is out with his family, do you think he ever allows his wife to drive?
I
don't need to take a moment to bash Chris Matthews. I'm not. My point is, like, I don't know. You're right, though. I don't hear anybody taking him to task. Piers Morgan, right? Didn't Piers Morgan interview Trump?
But you got to interrupt him. You can't. He's filibustering, and then when you go to interrupt him, he says, "Wait, hold on."
Yeah.
And then people do, but not Chris Matthews. What do you got to use nukes?
Yeah.
He goes, "You can't take anything off the table." What about Europe? You got to drop nukes on Europe? Nothing's off the table. You're going to bomb Europe.
You know who needs to interview him? We need to dig her up and reanimate her. Joan Rivers wouldn't put up with shit from this asshole. She never put up with shit from anybody. She wouldn't put up with shit.
The school was fantastic. It was fantastic. They went to the judge and they said, "Your Honor, we don't want her anymore to be our plaintiff." So we said, "Let's dismiss the case." "That's okay. Let's dismiss the case." And he said, "No, I won't dismiss the case, and she doesn't have to be the plaintiff. Let me tell you. I'll tell you what it has to do."
It's a class action suit, and didn't the Attorney General of New York get involved? Like, they've gotten involved in the suit because they realized how heinous this was. Then did you see over the weekend there was a story that came out that somebody that worked in government down in the wonderful, beautiful, sovereign state of Texas.
Fuck you!
Don't mess with Texas.
Nobody wants to.
That... they were trying to file suit there,
yes,
in Texas, and that Governor Abbott stepped in,
okay,
and killed the suit,
right.
And then later, Governor Abbott's reelection campaign got a $30,000 donation from Donald J. Trump. I'm sure that has nothing to do with the other.
Yeah, but Donald Trump would say, "Well, you know, he's a rich guy. I'm a rich guy. We give each other money. I donate money to everybody's campaign."
Yeah.
God. Do you remember back in the general's way? How long has this election process been going on? Ever since the clown car started up?
Yeah, since the 1430s at least.
Oh, God. Do you remember when he was in those debates just saying, Rubio asked me for money 2 years ago and this one asked me for money? Don't you miss that?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, Hillary's picking up some of the attacks that Rubio used against Trump.
Oh, yeah?
She's the one. I mean, Rubio was the only one who went Trump University during the primary, remember?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, Rubio went off and was like, "Oh, you got a fake university." You made a fake university.
Maybe he went.
Right, Rubio?
Did they have merch at the Trump University? Did they have hats and sweaters and all that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They have a football team?
Yeah, absolutely. Nipple rings. it says...
Trump U.
This some guy named John Owens said that he was deputy director of the Texas Consumer Protection Division under Abbott, when Abbott was the attorney general at the time. They say that an investigation into Trump U a few years back was quietly dropped under Abbott. And 3 years later, Trump donated to Abbott's campaign for governor.
Okay.
This guy said that, as far as he remembers, that Abbott dropped the investigation for political reasons. And they say that if it was any business other than Trump's, legal action would have been taken.
Oh, my God.
Abbott's office, of course, is saying, nuh-uh.
They denied it.
Right.
Jeez. Is there anybody in Texas, is there any GOP person in Texas that's not like a total crook? I'm just thinking about all the stories we have. I mean,
they're not a fun bunch.
God.
There's that Dan Patrick, that loathsome lieutenant governor who now is making it his sole battle to keep the trans people out of the bathrooms.
Oh, my God.
Make sure Barack Hussein suffers for his... tyranny of trying to pull Jesus out of our holes.
They're going
to
do that. In the meantime, they're creating jobs. They're having genital checkers at all the bathrooms. How lovely.
Right.
I can't think of a more. You're going to make Walmart even more fun. I got to go buy my Duck Dynasty beach towel. Meanwhile, somebody's got to check my junk if I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
If you want to go to the bathroom at a Target or a Walmart, like that experience isn't heinous enough. God.
Here's a little bit more of Donald.
I have had ruling after ruling after ruling that's been bad rulings, okay? I've been treated very unfairly. Before him, we had another judge. If that judge was still there, this case would have been over 2 years ago. Let me just tell you, I have had horrible rulings. I've been treated very unfairly by this judge. Now, this judge is of Mexican heritage. I'm building a wall, okay? I'm building a wall.
I've had horrible rulings against this judge, from this judge. He's Mexican heritage. I'm building a wall. Building a wall.
He's not even talking. You know, what's lost in this, they're just talking about his racism. They're not even talking about the bullshit that goes on with Trump University.
Right.
And the fraud that might have been being perpetrated upon people that are paying for an education. I don't know why. What kind of judgment do you have to write Trump a check to go to college?
They were taking a... Did you see the infomercial he did for
no.
it?
He it's did like, an infomercial?
You know, it was right after
God
the...
Damn it.
It was right after the crash in 2008.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was talking about it, which he was saying, I made all kinds of money.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was going to make a lot of money off of. Well, it happened, so he probably made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or did he? Because, again...
We don't know.
You've got people like Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban saying, if he was really as rich as he says... He would not have to go out and put his name on Trump fucking university or on Trump water or Trump butt plugs or whatever.
That's an act of desperation.
Right. Why would you do that? Why would you want, if your name is Cuban's point was if your name is developer, real estate developer, and you put your name on big giant buildings, why would you put your name on a butt plug?
Why would you
put your name on whatever product? Because it didn't seem like he's real discerning about what he was endorsing.
Why are you putting your name on steaks?
Right.
If you're not into that industry, it's odd.
And why would you put your name on something that's even a risky venture and license out your name when it could go under and like most of these businesses did?
I mean, because if you really wanted to invest in that risky venture, wouldn't it be smarter not to put your name on it? What if it fails?
Right.
Trump steaks failed.
Makes no sense whatsoever.
What was that? Was the steak thing? Was that like Omaha steaks or whatever it is? You get the freezer one.
They probably
the freeze dried steaks sent to you.
I guess
is
you
it,
order
is it
them.
That
yeah,
thing?
You ordered them at
you know
Sharper Image.
About?
Yeah, you could order them from the Sharper Image catalog. The Trump steaks.
Good God!
Because that's where I want to go for my meat.
Oh sure,
go right to Sharper Image. Pick up a side of pork.
Who buys anything there? That's definitely, by the way, Sharper Image shoppers, Trumpalos, straight up.
You think?
Yeah,
man.
You
gotta have money, though. It's kind of gadgety.
Right, I think Trumpalos, a lot of them have that kind of money. I think a Trumpalo will spend $4,000 on a vibrating chair, a massager chair, massagers.
Yeah. While I'm
Louis Gohmert.
While I'm watching the Crimson Tide play.
Hey, watch out. Oh, shit. Don't say anything bad about the Crimson Tide. Not in this house. You can talk about LSU, right?
Oh, okay. Who do we hate?
No, you don't hate LSU, Mom.
Who's the enemy?
There's no enemy. No haters. No haters in the Pfeiffer household.
This case would have been over 2 years ago. Let me just tell you. I have had horrible rulings. I've been treated very unfairly by this judge. Now, this judge is of Mexican heritage. I'm building a wall, okay? I'm building a wall. I am going to do very well with the Hispanics.
I'm going to do very well with the Hispanics.
How does he figure?
Does he figure getting like 6% of them to vote for him is doing very well?
Yes.
Because that's about what it's looking like.
If your policy was that you're going to deport Mexican people and other Latinos, and then you're going to build a wall between our country and Mexico because you're so disgusted by them. If you got 6% of every Latino person in America to vote for you after doing that, I would be impressed. Then,
yeah,
maybe he should be. No, I'm kidding. You know what I mean? But
it's insanity.
It's insanity.
Mexicans.
So no Mexican judge could ever be involved in a case that involves you?
He's a member of a society where, you know, very pro-Mexico, and that's fine. It's all fine.
It's all fine.
What is he saying?
It's all fine.
He's involved in a society that's very pro-Mexico, and that's fine. Meaning that it's anti-American? Is that what he's trying to say?
Well, of course. No, no, no. That's fine. It's fine, Ryan.
He's
it's
a
fine.
Member of the
it's
Latino
fine.
Bar Association.
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, damn.
He's a Mexican, though. Born in Indiana, Mexican.
Is he equating that to, like, his friends in the Klan, all the friends that support him in the Klan, David Duke?
I don't know anything about any white supremacists.
I don't know anything about
it's the first time hearing it. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's a member of a society where, you know, very pro.
You remember, he's like, you want me to disavow? Okay, fine, I disavow. A few days later, when finally he got enough of a shitstorm about it, and they're like, he's like, fine. Yeah, okay, I disavow.
It's nuts.
I disavow. Mexico, and that's fine. It's all fine. But
except
I think,
that you're calling into question
his heritage.
I think
he should recuse himself.
Because he's
then
Latino.
Then you also say, does he know the lawyer on the other side? I mean, does he know the lawyer? You know.
How many judges know lawyers and lawyers know judges and all?
Yeah, but how does... Is it true that every Mexican lawyer knows every other Mexican lawyer and judge? I mean, they're all friends, right?
There's a secret handshake.
I was going to say, there's a secret handshake. Yeah. It's a club,
it's a
right?
a secret club. Good God. I mean...
It's so ridiculous.
This is... How many people want this guy to be president?
Too many.
It's a really scary part.
God. I'm so glad everyone gets to vote, even the stupid people. Wonderful.
Right? That's Trump's Mexican outreach.
Oh, yes.
You know, a lot of people say
but I'm not
yes,
talking about that. I'm talking about
that's another. That's another problem.
But you're invoking his race when talking about whether or not he can do his job.
Jack, I'm building a wall, okay? I'm building a wall. I'm trying to keep business out of Mexico. Mexico's fine. There's nothing...
But he's American.
He's American.
He's from Indiana. I mean, I've been to Indiana.
Wall, okay? I'm building a wall. I'm trying to keep business out of Mexico. Mexico's fine. There's nothing...
But he's American. He's
of Mexican heritage, and he's very proud of it.
He's an American. He's of Mexican heritage.
I don't know.
How far back, Donald? How far back? If you've got a great-grandmother who's Mexican, is that...
He doesn't... Listen, this gets at the heart of his racism. This guy doesn't look white. That's the problem. I think that's the problem, that he doesn't look white, this judge.
Well, he's Mexican. His last name is Curiel.
I mean, but what if he was Mexican, and let's say for whatever reason his last name is Smith, his first name is Mark, and he looked like whitish?
Well, Trump wouldn't know.
Trump wouldn't be bringing it up.
He wouldn't know until fucker Carlson dug up the
outed this
Breitbart.
Guy as being Mexican.
God.
What are we doing?
We understand there's a judge who's 1/18th Uruguayan. Well, I don't think he can be fair.
God, hey, white people, quit freaking out that we had a black president. I know that's what's going on. That's what's going on, right? That's what this is about.
One guy...
God, relax!
One pundit on the telly suggested that it's like back in the day when if you were being tried for lynching, they wouldn't put any black people on the jury. Like, black people weren't allowed on the juries if it was a lynching trial.
Good God damn it.
Woo-hoo.
This is insane.
Let's make America great again.
Oh, sure.
Mexico's fine. There's nothing...
But he's American. He's
of Mexican heritage, and he's very proud of it, as I am where I come from.
But he's
my
an
parents.
American. You keep talking...
How about your heritage, Donald?
But he's an American.
Didn't Donald's heritage around, you know, 1930-something-ish have some issues?
Is that true? Oh, yeah, sure.
He's German.
Right. Why don't we bring that up?
It's a conflict of interest because of Mexico.
Are you ready? I have a case that should have been dismissed already.
What about Jews, Donald?
Oh, yeah. What about that?
Would you be okay with a Jew? Would you be okay with a gay judge?
And he's doing that thing. He's like, listen, I don't know. My case should be dismissed.
Right. This should have been dismissed a long time ago. I could have settled.
You don't understand.
There was a story that said, no, he couldn't have. Nobody offered to settle.
Oh, really? So he's lying?
Right.
Okay.
There was no settlement offer.
I feel like he's about to say, listen, you don't understand. I'm a very privileged, rich, white guy. What's going on?
That's what he is saying.
No, yeah, that's true. That's what
I where I come from.
But he's
my
an
parents.
American. You keep talking about
Jake.
It's a conflict of interest because of Mexico.
Are you ready? I have a case that should have been dismissed already. I have thousands of people saying Trump University is fantastic, okay? I have a case that should have been dismissed.
And thousands who felt they were fleeced by Trump University. I got thousands who say it's the best thing ever.
I mean, he can't come out and say, you know, I don't know. I'm being stupid, and I'm just thinking about, like, how logically he could handle this. He should say that, it was a horrible university. I wasn't that hands-on with it. I put my name on it. I should have been more hands-on, and I should have seen what was going on there. I didn't know we were fleecing people. He could at least claim ignorance.
Right.
But he's not doing that.
No, he's the smartest person ever. He's got the best brain.
Trump University is the best.
I have thousands of people saying Trump University is fantastic, okay? I have a case that should have been dismissed. I have a judge that never, ever gives up. Now we lose the plaintiff. He lets the plaintiff of the case out. So why isn't he canceling the case? So we thought we won the case.
So you disagree with his rulings.
I
understand that. But
I've had lawyers come up to me say, you are being treated so unfairly.
Oh, I'm sure.
Of course, dude.
Yeah, he's got two lawyers who are attached to various holes on his body saying, you've been being treated very unfairly, Mr. Trump.
The people I'm paying the people I'm paying are telling me exactly what the fuck I want to hear.
People stop me on the street, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Donald's very unfair.
I tell you how I'm the kind of, if I work for you, I do not want to tell you what you don't want to hear. I will tell you what you want to hear a lot of the times, no matter what.
It's unbelievable.
Isn't
you know the plaintiffs?
Maybe you can get a job with Trump.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
In the case, have all said wonderful things about the school, and they're suing. You know why they're suing? Because they want to get their money back.
I don't really want to litigate the case.
You have to.
Of Trump University.
Because if he was giving me fair rulings, I wouldn't say that.
My question is,
Jake, if
he was ruling in my favor every time, I wouldn't be upset.
Listen, white guy, it's not going your way. That's what's happening.
Well, and he's saying, and if it was going my way, none of this would be happening.
God. I want someone to ask him why he decided to start this university in the first place. Why? Did someone come to him and say, listen, Donald, I have this executive training school, whatever. It's really what's it called? An MLN?
MLM, multi-level marketing. I think,
MLM.
Yeah, was it?
And I want to put your name on it. I think if I put your name on, we'll make X amount of dollars. We'll pay you a licensing fee for your stupid ass name. That's what happened, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
God. Or did Donald wake up one day? God, I want to start a university.
I want to help people. I want to spread my knowledge.
I'm so altruistic.
Because if he was giving me fair rulings, I wouldn't say that.
Jake, if you
were giving me fair rulings, I wouldn't be talking to you this way. He's giving me horrible rulings.
I don't care if you criticize him. That's fine. You can criticize every decision. What I'm saying is, if you invoke his race as a reason why he can't do his job.
I think that's why he's doing it.
But When
He's unapologetic. 0%.
You know what must be nuts if you're interviewing Trump? Because if you look at the facts, this should be an easy interview. He's obviously being racist. I will point out that he's being racist, and then he will either deny it or he'll agree. Somehow Trump is saying this judge is racist.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure Tapper's a big old racist for bringing it up.
How do you argue with this guy? It's nuts. You have to be nuts.
Hillary Clinton says it's a racist
attack.
Hillary
Clinton is a stiff. If Hillary Clinton...
Hillary Clinton is a stiff. People want him to be president.
Oh, shit. See, now, Hillary Clinton is a stiff, right? Is this... Okay, here's how I'm trying to understand this lunatic. I'm trying to...
You know, that new premier of China, he's just a turd.
You know what I heard? I heard, like, in Israel, when the planes take off... From the airport,
mm-hmm.
They fire off these heat charges, right?
And to keep the missiles from going after them?
Let me tell you something. I don't ever want to deal with any kind of thing like that.
We're not going to take crab diving to Tel Aviv?
Not when there's Skype.
No. Yeah.
I'm fine with driving. That's great.
And live also, from
that
green
bullshit
screen.
About that thing you were talking about, the horrible turbulence
in
that plane
earlier,
where the goddamn tray tables broke off and everybody's injured. Yeah. Flying
Malaysia
sucks.
Airlines last night. There was a plane that hit severe turbulence and 30 plus people injured. And they showed pictures on the social medias. You could see person just put their camera up the aisle and it was just food, tray tables and luggage everything everywhere. It must have been horrible.
I'm telling you what, we've been flying for years. We can't get it right. I mean, I don't understand why we still have bullshit going on with the, anyway, that's another thing. They fire those heat decoys out when they're taking off and that's all he's doing. Hillary is a stiff.
Yeah.
God, you see, like, if I'm the reporter, I'm distracted. I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean she's a stiff? No, we're not even talking about
racism. Yeah, and the Trumpalos hear that, and they're running for the Vaseline.
They're like,
Yeah.
Race as a reason why he can't do his job.
I think that's why he's doing it.
But when Hillary Clinton says it's a racist attack.
Hillary Clinton is a stiff. If Hillary Clinton becomes president.
Paul Ryan today said he didn't care for the way that you were attacking this judge.
Look, I'm just telling you. Paul Ryan doesn't know the case. Here's the story.
Isn't it the definition?
I should have won this case on summary judgment. This is not a case. This is a.
He got off of it again. He said, Hillary says this. Hillary's a stiff. Okay, well, Paul Ryan says it. Paul Ryan doesn't know the case. I should have won this case.
His argument is always they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Right.
The case I should have won on summary judgment. Do you know the law firm paid Hillary Clinton hundreds of thousands of dollars to make speeches? Do you know the law firm?
I do. And we've reported.
What does that have to do?
Yeah.
With this is desperate. This is desperate, angry Trump. The kid was getting yelled at for stealing a cookie.
Yes.
And he points over and says, well, what about him? He doesn't want to do.
Except he's really good at it. I don't know that anybody does this better than this jerk.
We reported it on my show.
Okay, good.
Fact.
Well, I'm glad you're the only one.
That's not true.
The law firm paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to Hillary Clinton. For speeches.
Before either of you were president.
She wasn't worth it. Everybody fell asleep during a speech.
Before okay.
He can't help himself.
By the way. Oh, he can't.
He's pissed. You see his face. He's mad.
No,
yeah.
Everybody
it's
fell asleep
really
in her speeches.
Trump.
And I might agree with him there. I mean, she's not the best.
She gave speeches. And by the way, everybody fell asleep during speeches.
You listen to Barack Obama give a speech. God,
I think she's got
damn.
A mole on the side of her neck. Have you seen that thing?
Yeah. Anything.
I mean, seriously. Ugh. That's the level of discourse.
She is a boring speaker, though. I am
not rising. Yeah.
No, I'm going to miss Obama. I think he's great.
Everybody fell asleep.
We'll have Bill.
Yeah, that's true.
Bill's going to be around.
He's
depending
around.
On how much out of the Hannibal
Bill
Lecter mask they let him.
You know, Bill's like, didn't he have a heart attack and a bypass?
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
He seems tired to me.
You think?
Yeah.
He
been
a little trouble today for or yesterday for
what did he say?
There were some Bernie hecklers. Everybody's in California, of course, and he was. I guess there were some Bernie hecklers, pro Bernie hecklers heckling him, and he said something to the effect of, "Okay, well these guys are screaming, their candidate on Tuesday is toast." He used the term toast.
Oh God!
And now people are like, he maybe could have done that a little, said that differently.
They said that in Dick Tracy. That's something that you would hear in an old mob movie. He's toast.
I think he was pissed off.
She's toast. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's a stiff.
Here's the rest of Donald.
During a speech.
Before either of you were running for president, they did. But here's the fundamental question.
You know that they've contributed tremendous amounts of money to her campaign?
Yes.
Do you know they've contributed a lot of money to Eric Schneiderman, the New York Attorney General?
Here's my question.
No, do you
know? Oh. Oh. Oh, shit. So, he just said, do you know they've contributed a lot of money to Eric Schneiderman, the Attorney General? The Attorney General of New York is the one who brought the suit. The class action lawsuit against Trump University. So he's saying,
"Oh, I get it."
That Hillary bought, or these people bought, the Attorney General to go after Trump,
and that's enough. That is enough for his idiot supporters and probably other Republicans. You know, the same people that would vote for Mitt Romney are going to buy that bullshit.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's enough.
Wow.
He hasn't even
contributed a lot of money to Eric Schneiderman, the New York Attorney General.
Here's my question.
No, do you know that?
I did not know that.
Do you know that these people went to every attorney general practically in the country that they could? And do you know this case was turned down by almost every attorney general from Texas to Florida to...
Okay. Listen to the states that he is listing of where the suit was turned down.
Right.
Texas, Florida. Oh, I'm sure, can Alabama be far behind?
But he's talking about the New York attorney general, the, right?
Yeah, Schneiderman.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
Schneiderman.
By almost every attorney general from Texas to Florida to many of these states.
Is it not when Hillary Clinton says this is a racist attack and you reject that? If you are saying he can't do his job because of his race, is that not the definition of racism?
No. No, of course not.
How does he explain himself?
Well, listen.
Is that not the definition?
Because Hillary's a stiff, that's why.
Of racism?
No, I don't think so at all.
No?
No. He's proud of his heritage. I respect him for
that. You're saying he can't do his job because of it?
Look, he's proud of his heritage, okay? I'm building a wall. Now, I think I'm going to do very well with Hispanics.
Citizen.
You know why I'm going to do well with Hispanics? Because I'm going to bring back jobs, and they're going to get jobs. Right.
I'm going to give those little brown bastards jobs.
I'm going to build a wall between us and their dirty fucking country.
Right. First, I'm going to throw them all out.
Wait a second.
First, I'm throwing out their relatives. Yeah.
I'm going to give them jobs. We're going to deport them. We're going to build a wall. They're going to love
right.
me. Oh, shit.
Because if they can come back.
Right.
If they survive the launch back to Honduras,
yes,
they can come back.
And Hillary's a stiff, so there's that.
And
bam.
He's a big stiff.
Let's all go home.
And
Jesus.
It's now, of course, it's not racist.
You know,
what's wrong with you?
You're right. And this reporter, I don't know. Who's interviewing Trump?
Tapper.
Jake.
He's trying. I mean,
I agree.
Trying,
I'm not dissing the guy, but I do think he's got to adjust his expectations. Because you hear him setting that question up. He feels like he's about to get him. You're dealing with a monster.
Yeah. And there's no reason whatsoever.
Wouldn't you say that was, in fact, racist? Isn't that the definition of racism?
No.
He's just going to say no, okay?
It's amazing. It's
new
truly,
plan.
Truly amazing.
You got to have a new plan.
Here's the end of it. I know it's a long clip, but shit.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's...
Now, they're going to get jobs. I think I'm going to do very well with Hispanics, but we're building a wall. He's a Mexican. We're building a wall between here and Mexico.
He's a Mexican.
The answer is...
He's not a Mexican.
He's giving us...
He's not a Mexican. He's an American of a Mexican descent.
He's an Indianan. Have you been in... Is Indiana a state or a country? Because I've been there. I'm not sure.
Tapper should have said, well, you're a German.
Right. Oh, he would have been fine with that.
He would have said, no, I'm American first. No. Well, so is he. Hey, he's very proud of his heritage. I mean, you really can't.
Oh, my God.
It's a circular logic. You just can't. Well, logic. I put that in air quotes.
I don't know how people are supposed to. I don't know. How you,
it's amazing.
What a lunatic.
It's truly amazing.
It's crazy.
We're in Mexico. The answer is he is giving us very unfair rulings. Rulings that people can't even believe. This case should have ended years ago on summary judgment. The best lawyers, I have spoken to so many lawyers, they said, this is not a case. This is a case that should have ended. This judge is giving us unfair rulings. Now I say why. Well, I'm building a wall, okay? And it's a wall between Mexico, not another country.
But he's not from Mexico.
In my opinion.
He's from Indiana.
He's Mexican.
He's from Indiana.
And he's very proud of
it. He's not even from Mexico.
He's from
Indiana.
Is it just me, or does it seem like Trump is about to say, well, that's Mexican enough, isn't it?
He did say he's a Mexican heritage.
It's plenty enough Mexican.
I understand he was at Taco Bell the other day.
Listen, the guy running for president on the GOP side is probably, people could compare him to their crazy cousin, uncle, you know, brother-in-law or whatever.
Yeah.
That sits at the end of the table and has, you know, you can't watch the news with him because he's got crazy fucking opinions about everything.
Right.
And now that guy is running for president. And we aren't alarmed enough. I think I don't know. How is he? Okay. If Hillary's a stiff, I'm getting off subject. I'm so sorry. If Hillary's a stiff, then what would Bernie be?
Crazy Bernie.
Crazy Bernie.
Well, Hillary's crooked Hillary.
Yeah.
apparently stiff was just what came out of his.
By the way, what's going on with this Bernie scandal? Is there something untoward going on with how he paid for his flight to go see the Pope? I saw something on MSNBC that they're worried about.
His campaign pay for it?
Yeah, or something like
that. Oh, I don't know.
Some shenanigans going on. Who knows?
I don't know.
Whatever. It's boring compared to this. So, fucking
hate. Yeah, really, it is.
I mean.
And that's why he's winning, because we're in this honey fucking boo-boo culture.
Oh, yes, we are. Definitely.
Where it's whatever salacious thing can happen is whatever shiny thing is happening. They're like, oh, Trump, I hear his name in the news every night. I should vote for him for president.
Have we ever, is there ever been anyone that has ran for president that has also been on an infomercial? I can't think of one.
I don't know.
That's it, because Trump's done an infomercial for those steaks at the university, right?
Yeah.
For a television host? I mean, I guess Ronald Reagan would be the closest. He was a big pitch man, right? He did commercials.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of trashy on some level, I guess.
Bonzo movies.
Oh, God. You elected a lot of people in this country elected a guy two times whose claim to fame was working with that chimpanzee who probably wasn't taken care of. That, well, I don't know. Why are we worrying about
that? Yeah, I don't know if the ASPCA was that ramped up back then.
I don't know why I'm talking about Bonzo and his welfare, but Jesus Christ.
There is apparently, over at the Drudge Report, by the way, Secret Service agent exposes the real Hillary.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
For 2 seconds, I got confused. I was like, who's the transgender person on the Democrats? It's Michelle Obama. Is Hillary transgender as well?
No, just a lesbian.
Just a lesbian.
Yes.
Okay.
And a murderer.
Kate, mark that down on the flow chart.
Benghazi.
Stupid-ass Republican. Which, jiu-jitsu.
By the way, there's words going out that mythical, what I thought, eternal beast.
Yes.
Of the Benghazi Permanent Select Eternal Committee.
Ooh.
Might be going away.
Oh, God.
They might be finally admitting.
For real.
That we got nothing after 100,000 years and $7 million.
Wow. Are they apologizing? Is the committee apologizing for wasting all this fucking time? Or are they, what are the takeaways? How are they selling this as a positive to GOP?
I don't know. It says the Democrats on the Select Committee in Benghazi are expecting the final report to drop soon, just as Hillary Clinton is ready to clinch the Democratic nomination. So, God. You know, they're going to try to throw something out there that says, well, we don't have anything really but Benghazi.
Right? Yeah.
You know they're going to spin it because the Republicans are in charge of that committee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they've said, they're saying that they've offered the Democrats to see the final or something like that. Like
to see the final.
The Dems get to review and offer edits. Well, that's nice of them.
Oh, thank you. I mean,
Democrats, according to The Hill, Democrats on the White House, on the House Select Committee on Benghazi, will be able to review and offer edits to the committee's highly anticipated report this month, despite their repeated opposition to the work. Gowdy issued, he wrote a screed, an 1,800-word attack on Democrats' efforts to undermine the committee through abject obstruction.
God damn it.
And serial leaks to the media.
Okay, that's fine. That's like one issue. If the serial leaks were...
Oh, God, listen
to
this.
What did you learn from the goddamn committee meetings, you asshole?
Listen how self-righteous this asshole is. Despite your efforts to undermine and obstruct our fact-centered work.
I didn't know this guy was a comedy writer. That's hilarious.
Rest assured, all members of the committee will have the opportunity to review the report and offer changes in a manner consistent with the rules of the House.
Oh.
Then after the committee completes its work, the American people will be able to read the report, the supporting evidence and transcripts, and judge for themselves the value and fairness of our investigation.
What?
Amazing.
It, you know, see, it doesn't matter. They, see, the Republicans, for their constituents, all you have to do is raise a question that they kind of want to hear. And they kind of feel, they just want to know that they're right to hate Hillary Clinton. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Their hate is justified.
Sure, Shillery, Killery.
And not because she's a woman, because she's evil, which makes her evil. I mean, a woman. Right. I don't know.
Doubly evil.
How do you function if you're this is what I'm getting from today's Crab Diving podcast. You can go hear all the other ones on crabdiving.com. And by the way, if you're going to go buy some shit, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's right.
And buy some shit. We get paid. But like, how do you exist if you're a lunatic and you think like this? I don't know how you have the energy.
It's exhausting,
it's
right?
Stupid.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, and even like listening to the GOP deal with Trump, it doesn't sound fun. Like Mitch McConnell.
Not in the least bit.
Doesn't look like it's fun for him to go on CNN and have to be asked about
check the looks on their faces.
They look miserable.
Bob Corker, he's a jerk off.
Who is that?
He's a Republican senator. He's a theo-fascist tea loony.
Yeah.
And they asked him, and he there was this long pause. They asked him the race. Don't you think it's racist? And there was this long pause. And then he said, I don't agree with what Mr. Trump has said.
You know, the thing is, like, Trump has no shame. And all those people have shame. They are embarrassed of either what they have to say to their constituents or do to get reelected. And they hate it. And they don't, you know, they don't like it being dragged out into the light. Trump doesn't give a shit. And that's why, I guess.
Yeah.
What a bunch of assholes.
So the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Hey.
Is that there's some new book coming out by some Secret Service agent. I thought they're not supposed to do this. I thought they signed. They signed like shit that says non-NDA is up the ass, I would think.
Yeah, it seems like if you were a Secret Service agent.
And isn't there a code?
Listen, if that's the case, then why don't we see a book from,
oh my God,
from Johnson's, one of his Secret Service
Fuck
agents?
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Bill or Clinton's Clinton was in office.
I think I wonder if Bill Clinton has giant envelopes of cash for those people and said, listen, over the course of my presidency, you're going to see some bad shit. Here's a down payment.
Right.
Bam.
Your kid's going to college.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Gary Burns is his guy's name. He says he was posted outside the Oval Office when Clinton was president. Says that Hillary is too, quote, erratic, uncontrollable, and occasionally violent.
What?
29-year veteran of the military and federal law enforcement. He put out this book. He describes Hillary as acting friendly one moment, then raging the next.
No. Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
He wrote in the intro, what I saw in the 90s sickened me.
Okay.
Crisis of Character is the title of the book.
Oh,
a White
shit.
House Secret Service officer discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary, Bill, and how they operate. Doesn't this?
How the fuck is that legal?
But isn't this? I mean, even if it's not illegal, isn't it? Isn't there a code?
Yeah. I mean, doesn't
like
this,
really? Isn't there? Shouldn't there be? Isn't there a code? Like you don't talk about fuck club.
Right.
Don't talk about Bill's fuck club.
yeah. Please. Yeah.
The book is claiming that she repeatedly screamed obscenities at her husband, at Secret Service people, and at White House staffers, all of whom lived in terror of her next tirade.
Well, I don't know. Okay. We've all had crazy bosses. Is that the gist of the book?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think this guy might be stretching the truth a little bit. Who knows?
Right.
This guy is a... he's probably a big time Republican.
Oh yeah. It sickened me what I saw.
It says the book amplifies earlier allegations of mistreatment of Secret Service personnel by Hillary Clinton.
Right. Oh, by the way, let's not talk about the Reagan presidency when they put every single black person on the planet in jail for crack. What about that? Nobody gives a shit about that.
Right. They're saying the Trump campaign, of course, loves it. Katrina Pearson, yeah. That one really, really vacuous spokeshuman of his, says the issue of temperament is more of a problem for Hillary Clinton.
It's not.
She says, I don't recall Mr. Trump ever screaming at the Secret Service, calling them pigs, throwing vases across the room, clawing the face of his spouse, which Hillary Clinton has been reported to do.
Clawing his face.
This guy says that at one point she clawed at Clinton's face.
Do you think Hillary and Bill Clinton's like, listen, whatever you do, don't let her near your face. She'll rip it right off. That's bullshit. It's bullshit.
They
whatever.
Say they had a loud fight in 1995, leaving a light blue vase smashed to bits, and Bill sporting a real live put a stake on it black eye, according to the book.
Okay. God, this guy sounds like a regular Mark Twain.
You're right.
Can't wait to read this. Some lughead Secret Service officer writes some hatchet job on the Clintons. Nobody's going to read that. Is anybody going to read that?
The spokesman for the Clinton campaign
says,
Gary Burns joins the rank of Ed Klein and other, quote, authors, unquote, in this latest in a long line of books attempting to cash in on the election cycle with their nonsense. It should be put in the fantasy section of the bookstore.
Okay.
There you go. That's what Hillary Clinton has to say. But Drudge feels that it's the headline.
Oh, and so, by the way, Trump is going to...
Oh, my God. He's going to wave that book around.
He's going to have it he's going to have pages dog-eared.
She scratched his face. You heard that.
Talk about temperament.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know what Melania's done in the past.
Oh, right.
I mean,
she was a, I read something about her politics the other day. She was a, was she a separatist or a regime? I don't remember. But she was on what we would consider the wrong side of Uzbekistan, wherever the hell she's from.
Right. God.
Of
that guy said Uzbekistan. What's his name? Herman Cain.
Herman Cain.
God damn it. Hey, the GOP, you guys run weird-ass people for president. You just do.
Right. But she was Slovenian, and whenever there's some Slovenian conflict or something.
Oh, yes.
I didn't really read it, and I, kind of talking to my ass here, but I read the headline. she was on the wrong side, basically. Okay. Like, it was a meme, I think, even with the story, and it said, why is everybody avoiding the fact that some people want the future first lady to be a Slovenian separatist or whatever? It was Slovenian politics that we give zero fucks about.
No one cares.
But nonetheless, it shows that she's not necessarily, she might have been on the fascist-y side.
Okay.
Of the conflict.
Is anyone asking him about this? What's up with your wife being a fascist?
Oh, you kidding? He'd scream. How dare you go after the wife? Which is all he did to Ted Cruz.
Right.
Remember?
Well, I mean, we will go. Can you not go after a first lady if she's a fascist and was involved in some weird political conflict?
Are any of us surprised?
No. No, 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 no.
He's not Hitler.
I think sort of going after Trump.
We've had a possible first lady who has a quote on tape several times that has to say, he is not Hitler.
Was it an audio tape or do we have videotape of
that? I think there's video.
Oh, did she make air quotes when she said Hitler?
Yeah.
Okay.
She had something crossed.
Right.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge.
Ooh.
And then over at the New York Post. It's the headline is Jack Hill and Hyde. Get it? Jack Hill,
oh, yes.
Hillary and Hyde. Dual personality, terrified White House staff. Secret Service officers, new book, bombshell. Over at the New York Post, that rag.
Oh, yes. They're conservative, the New York Post. Aren't they?
I think they're salacious. I think it's a tabloid. But they're, aren't
God,
they,
I thought
the
they
Post
were
had the anti-Trump.
Oh, really?
Or is that the Daily News that's had the anti-Trump headlines?
Yeah, the Post,
headlines.
I thought, was owned by the...
Is that Rupert Murdoch?
Yeah. I mean, I could be...
Maybe.
Wrong.
So there you go. That's the headline over there. I've got this story here. Man, we've been going at Trump for a long time, but holy shit, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, what are we supposed to talk about?
So
I mean, it's so nutty.
Much there. I do want to, know, this is another right out of the Trump mold, actually.
Yay.
This is that story, this is that rapey bullshit. This is that Stanford swimmer.
Oh, God, this guy was...
White privilege, who...
Perfect.
Was, Brock Turner is his name.
Douche.
And he was convicted,
yes,
of sexually assaulting an unconscious woman near a dumpster who passed out drunk.
Great.
Man. They're getting ready for sentencing. Or last Thursday he was sentenced he's 22 years old. He was sentenced to 6 months in county jail.
Oh, man. 6 whole months.
Might get out sooner for good behavior.
And he molested somebody asleep next to a dumpster in the...
Seriously.
Good God.
Found guilty of 3 felonies. I'm just thinking, you know, let's say some black guy walking down the street.
Oh, forget about it.
Raves somebody drunk. Think he's getting 6 months and then probation?
Hell no.
3 felony sexual assaults for violating a Stanford graduate who was outside a frat party, passed out.
Yeah.
2 male students... who were passing by the party about 1 a.m., interrupted him when they saw him on top of her. They chased him, who left her behind in the dirt.
Oh, my God.
And then they held him down and called police.
Right.
So 2 other grad students caught this guy, held him down. He admitted to doing it. He said she gave consent.
Oh, my God.
And that he himself was too drunk to realize she had passed out.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
She said she has no memory. She testified no memory of anything. A Stanford public safety officer testified that he found her unconscious behind the dumpster and she did not wake up for several hours. So she was way drunk. The jury found Turner guilty of assault with intent to commit rape of an intoxicated woman, sexually penetrating an intoxicated person with a foreign object.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that is. And sexually penetrating an unconscious person with another foreign object. I guess there's 2.
And that's 6 months in jail?
Prosecutors recommended 6 years, stating that he'd lied about his alcohol history and had previously been accused of aggression towards women. And refused to admit to the fact that he committed assault. He still says it's
so he's never he's consensual. And he's got 6 months.
Yeah. So the judge gave him 6 months, followed by 3 years probation.
Okay. And he won't serve the whole 6 months.
Well, all right. They're saying he might get out. So the dad, however.
Yes.
Named Dan Turner.
What an idiot.
Wrote a letter to the judge before the sentencing, and it is such a fucking gross, disgusting, affluenza-twanted-tidge kind of...
I've seen people posting a letter on Facebook.
Oh, my God, it's infuriating. Crazy. I think we might put it up on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. So listen to this dad, and just how...
Yeah.
Utterly...
He's clueless.
Clueless. As it stands now, Brock's life has been deeply altered forever the events of January 17th and 18th. He will never be his happy-go-lucky self with that easygoing personality and welcoming smile. His every waking minute is consumed with worry, anxiety, fear, and depression. You can see this in his face, the way he walks, his weakened voice, his lack of appetite.
He can't eat. He can't eat.
Yeah.
He raped somebody who is passed out next to a dumpster. He's
Brock
a monster.
Brock always enjoyed certain types of food and is a very good cook himself. I was always excited to buy him a big ribeye steak to grill or to get his favorite snack for him.
Oh, my God.
I had to make sure to hide some of my favorite pretzels or chips because I knew they wouldn't be around long after Brock walked in from a long swim practice.
What is he talking about?
Right.
He's trying
to paint a character of leave it to fucking Beaver.
Leave it to Beaver. If Beaver was a big rapist.
Leave it to raping the Beaver.
I mean, is he talking about why is it how do you think the life of the victim has changed? Does that not enter into this guy's head?
He barely consumes any food and eats only to exist. These verdicts have broken and shattered him and our family in so many ways. His life will never be the one that he dreamed about and worked so hard to achieve.
What? How is this guy working hard? I mean, maybe he. Who gives a shit?
This is the one. That is a steep price to pay for 20 minutes of action.
Oh my God.
Out of his 20 plus years of life.
Now this speaks to like these privileged straight white dudes.
20 minutes.
That don't have any empathy. What if it was this guy's daughter?
Action.
Good God.
20 minutes of action.
He can't even come. He can't even say what his son did. His son raped this chick. And what if it had been his daughter?
Well, the son's probably like, Dad, she said yes.
She didn't say anything. She was asleep.
God. She was laying there. She didn't say no.
Who knows why she was there, man? She could have been drugged. She was drunk. She passed out next to a dumpster. What she really needed was somebody to help her.
The fact that he now has to register as a sexual offender for the rest of his life forever alters where he can live. How about the woman who will forever be a rape victim and knows that while she was unconscious, this guy was putting things inside of her and putting himself inside
of
her.
This is nuts. Yeah. I mean, what about the fact that your son's a big monster?
Oh, disgusting.
Yeah. What about that?
It alters where he can live, visit, work, how he will be able to interact with people and organizations. What I know as his father is that incarceration is not the appropriate punishment for Brock.
What?
I think we should just take his Xbox away for a couple of weeks. That'll be enough.
Did some lawyer not talk to these people about? Where did he put this letter?
He filed it with the judge for the court. Plea for his little crotch spawn.
Are they appealing the sentence or something? Is that what
they probably will? But this is the first sentencing.
That's his, not helping. I mean, that do you think that this is helping his appeal? Because now.
That this has gone public, it's going to be the same thing that happened with Affluenza Kid. Yeah. I mean, do you think Affluenza Kid would have had the boom come down on him as it did without nationwide horror and anger at that Affluenza bullshit in the first place?
Right.
If we hadn't heard about it, if it had just been some little Texas thing that went on and he got away with it and he got his probation for drunk driving and killing some people.
It'd be different.
But the fact that social media caught on to the Affluenza word that was made up by that asshole lawyer of his and used as a defense.
Can his sentence be increased? I mean,
who?
An appeal? I don't. I mean,
this guy?
I'm not a lawyer, Pat, but it seems
I would assume the prosecutors can appeal, maybe.
Oh, appeal the sentencing and try to increase it.
I don't know how it works. It might be a state thing. So. Listen to this. He says, this is the last one part I'll read. He has no criminal history, has never been violent to anyone, including his actions on the night of July 17th. So he's saying, well, he didn't hit her or nothing.
Good God.
It wasn't violent.
Pass out next to a dumpster and have somebody do to you
rape
what that
violent.
Guy did.
Rape is violent.
Yeah.
If you put on music.
Can we stop? Damn. I mean, it's like this whole show has been about reasoning things that everybody knows that straight white guys can't
wrap their little straight white brains around.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Trump.
Some of them.
Trump, you're racist. I'm sorry.
Brock can do so many positive things as a contributor to society and is totally committed to educating other college age students about the dangers of alcohol consumption and sexual promiscuity.
Oh, so it's her fault.
That
I see.
Whore,
yeah.
If she hadn't got all drunk and fallen with her legs a little bit apart.
Yeah.
Tempting poor Brock, who was just trying to have a good time and become a contributing member to society. This is that Keith Abelard bullshit.
And meanwhile, he's wondering, what is this guy doing? He's wandering around at night like a monster looking for victims?
This is that
Why?
Keith Abelard bullshit.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, these girls, you got to get these yoga pants off campus because these little trollops are running around distracting my son who's trying to learn.
Your stupid idiot lughead son who can't learn geometry.
Yeah. How about teaching your son to not be a fucking rapey twunt?
Or how to be a human being, right, or something, you white privileged dumbass.
God. So, jeez. Yeah. So Brock is more than willing to go around and educate the public,
Brock,
about drunkenness and promiscuity.
Nobody
not
wants,
about rapeology.
Listen, here's the thing. Nobody wants Brock educating anybody about anything.
Right.
He's an asshole monster. Can these people be sued civilly for what? Can anyone go after?
Yeah, I'm sure
money?
I'm sure the victim can sue them.
Jesus Christ,
sue Brock civilly.
People are assholes.
Heinous, right?
Jeez, Brock.
And there's no good thing. There's no anyway. White privilege.
Oh yes. Think about this. This guy's running around at this party. He sees somebody laying there. He's like, "Oh, I should have the right to have sex with that person."
Spectacular.
Yeah.
Just
let me guess who that dad is voting for. You think he's voting for Trump? That's what I'm guessing.
I would think probably, yeah.
Typical Trumpalo.
Really? And God, I don't, it's that campus rape thing, you know, and this is one of their issues on the right. I don't get it. How about teaching them not to rape? But they're like, we should put more into education about drinking and being slutty and wearing short skirts.
It's like people watch that Jodie Foster movie and they didn't get it.
Right.
How stupid.
You want to hear a little bit? This is
that's such a ridiculous thing. Brock's going to educate people on. Brock is stupid.
Well, right. And the way he's like, Brock has worked so hard.
Hey, you know what? I don't, whatever. I want to be protected as a member of society. I want to be protected from your monster, overprivileged, white, idiot son, please.
Well, and I want citations of Brock working hard.
Oh, yeah, me too. You think he's a real genius?
Yeah. How did Brock get into Stanford, I wonder?
Is that a big fat check?
Is this a legacy?
How many valedictorians?
One of those legacy ones?
Yeah. He's an asshole. Legacy person, right? Like, if you go there, you get a leg up.
Right.
Kids.
You know, they bitch about, these are the ones that are screaming about affirmative action.
Yes.
But there are more legacy admissions than there are affirmative action admissions.
Your white skin is affirmative action, dude.
Yeah, your dad's white skin
people,
that got you in. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're a donor, if you're an alumni and a donor.
Yeah, you get privilege, right?
Alumnus and a donor. Then, right, then you get an extra bump in
so
the list
stupid.
Of being able to get in.
Man.
Brock. And then they scream about affirmative action. So I've got, this is from one of our favorites.
Yes.
I'm going to be hurting my throat, I guess.
Oh,
doing
God.
I'm
so excited.
The imitation. And this is that another great duet, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Singing a mellifluous harmonization of batshittery is none other than Alex Jones.
Ooh.
And Pastor James David Manning of the Allah Missionary Baptist Church. Obama.
This is amazing.
Two titans of twentitude.
Oh yes.
And this is, well, here you just, let's just play. This is about Obama. Now, Ryan, you mentioned something before.
Yes.
About how if we you had the druthers, if we were able to,
yes,
that Barack Hussein Obama would possibly get elected again. Would probably get elected again because everybody seems to like him. His approval rating is still going up.
Okay.
Which way did George Bush's approval rating go, Ryan?
Well, you know, Pat, George Bush had some different type of policies and kind of treated the country a little differently than
right.
Barack Hussein Obama did.
And you think about everybody that hates him and still 51% approval rating.
Yes.
So here is Pastor Manning and Mr. Alex Jones. Both a little gravelly, both similar.
Oh, yes.
Maybe they took the same voice lessons.
Oh, right. Someone taught them to sound like this.
You're right. They poured the same acid down their throats.
Walk through how you think they're going to counterstrike this huge global awakening that's happening, sir.
But a couple of things, Alex. I think that we need to be very mindful of a post-Obama era. And one of the things that I've noticed about the recent activities of Obama, number one, was that he, the first of a president to visit some maximum security prisons and to begin to hammer the judges, Supreme Courts, and the federal courts to release their sentence practices on prisoners and to try to reverse.
You mean?
Oh, okay.
These are, we're talking about nonviolent drug offenders, sure. I think. And Pastor Manning's again it.
They're trying to paint the picture that Obama's running around to all these prisoners. Yes. He's released. He's opening the gates of Arkham, and all the lunatics running out there. And guess what, guys? All your white women are getting
raped. There you go. The brown, the brown ones are getting out.
But what we're learning is it's all your white sons doing the raping. How do you like that?
Yeah, right. I'm going to skip ahead a bit. This is a long one, but I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
Hatred against America. I think that Obama's setting up preachers to come back from the prisons and reignite the communities. And I would say anybody living within 100 to 150 miles of a major urban area need to get prepared to see the rioting if anything goes amiss or awry with Obama.
So this guy, Pastor Manning, is even saying, get your guns
because
the brown people are going to be coming from the cities.
Dude, we just put a story up on Facebook that's kind of related to this. Like Fox News and the right-wing media, they're making people feel like they need to go buy guns.
No, sure, yeah.
Because they're painting this zombie apocalypse of black people running through the streets.
Right, right. But they're getting... The enema hose from of information from the NRA.
That's too much hose.
Right? Yeah. I mean, that's the NRA talking.
Right. Sell more guns.
Obama or somehow another Obama or something done to Obama's political ideas, such as the removal of Obamacare. I mean, listen, Alex, if Trump or anyone else were to take down Obamacare and it effectively goes away, you can see these people coming from prison now training young men who now wear their pants below their butts, rapping, but really having no teeth.
What is he talking about?
I'm so sorry.
Because Obama said that they're linking to a story at Breitbart.
Yes.
Where the headline says, Obama says landlords are racists if they exclude felons from housing. So this is all about...
Oh, I see.
Justice reform, and maybe if someone does their time and serves their time, you know, on a case-by-case basis, I would assume, but you, I don't know, maybe let them be humans?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the choice is, what would Pastor Manning rather people do? Just be boiled into a pudding, into an oil?
Yeah.
I mean.
And Pastor Manning.
He's a pastor.
And a black man.
Right.
He's a black man.
Well, this guy is
the guy who said that they were putting semen into the Starbucks.
Oh, got it.
So I mean,
that. I forgot about that story. What an idiot.
Department announced last month that they're moving to basically tell judges and others, we're going to prosecute you or come after prosecutors if you don't let people off or let folks out of prison. And again, these are mainly violent folks they're talking about. I'm all for letting nonviolent people out, but no, they're saying period, just start letting people out.
Absolutely. Because I think Obama wants to have a different kind of a brown shirts. If you remember that from back in 2008, 2009 militia.
So they think that Obama's going to let all of these brown people out of jail, all these violent offenders, and it's going to be the Obama-lows. And they're going to be the new brown. The new brown shirts, he says.
This is Obama's fascism.
Right.
He's letting prisoners out of jail to do his evil-ass Muslim bidding.
Because the patriotic police, who are doing their best to try to take out every black person they can, They're on the side of good, so... You
know, it's so funny.
Obama has to let out a big black tsunami.
It's so stressful. People get so stressed out about this black president. It's so stupid.
I think Obama wants to have a different kind of a brown shirts, if you remember that, from back in 2008, 2009, militia rather than what the initial idea of brown shirt is all about.
Listen to this conversation. Trump goes on this show. Trump lends credulity to the guy that thinks somebody put jizz as an ingredient. And he's not talking about a one-time thing. He was talking about that Starbucks,
yes,
as an institution,
as a matter of policy,
was somehow injecting semen into the coffees. Wasn't some angry barista or, excuse me, coffee artist. What do they call them?
Barista.
Associates.
A partner.
Partner, pardon me. This wasn't a partner,
yes,
who decided that he hated the customer and go tossed one off into their latte, and he got caught for it.
Systematic.
Yeah, he's saying it was.
Wait. Has Donald Trump? I'm sorry. He's been on InfoWars.
Yeah, a bunch of times. And then Alex is saying they're going to kill him, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're going to kill. You know, they're going to kill him. And now that Trump is, I guess, busier. He's still talking to Roger Stone.
Oh, okay.
Roger Stone's on like twice a week.
Oh,
now.
That's right. Yeah. We played him before on.
I can't imagine Obama walking away from power, Alex. I can't imagine. I told you this 8 years ago.
So you think letting the prisoners out like the Soviets and like the Nazis, when the Nazis took over, they released all the people out of the prisons that were aligned with the National Socialist, hundreds of thousands of them, and put them in charge.
So this is. This is the Nazi Germany, and you know it's going to happen in the next few months before that election, Ryan. Obama's going to let all these people out. They're going to take over and rip up the Constitution.
Of course.
And impregnate all the white girls.
Totally.
Listen, when Castro released the prisoners during the Mariel boat lift from Cuba, they all flooded into Miami, into Florida, and then across over to Texas. That was the real start of the major drug problems in America.
Oh, because the Cubans?
Many of them were psychopaths.
Wait a second. He's blaming the Cuban expats who fled Castro for the real invasion of drugs.
They brought all those drugs over with them they were floating, swimming Mexican across the goddamn Gulf of
Cuban
Mexico.
Cuban bastards.
Texas. That was the real start of the major drug problems in America because many of them were psychopaths that came out of prisons in Cuba. So I think that what we see happening, Alex, I just can't imagine Obama walking away from power and riding off into the sunset when he knows right now he's got the courts, he's got the Supreme Court, he's got the judges, he's got the politicians, he's got the media in his hands. Why should he walk away and say, well, I had my 8 years,
I agree with you. He might try something. They're so bold. Who knows?
He's going to try something. No, he's going.
Oh, God, these two idiots. Really, these are the two. This is at the VFW post somewhere.
Yes.
These are two drunken assholes. You know he's gonna take it. He ain't gonna sit there and leave that White House. He's gonna have to do something.
He's a tyrant.
Good God!
One, two. No, he's already put it in the works. I mean, remember, Obama is CIA. Understand that he's a compadre with Putin. In Russia, he's not going to walk away from world power.
He's a compadre with Putin.
You didn't know that? He was a Putin compadre.
I thought Putin hates Obama.
No, they're compadres.
Oh, wow.
And anybody who thinks that he does, now I'm all for Trump. Hey, you know I am. I'm all in on Trump.
Of course.
But anybody who thinks that Obama's going to walk away from power, you're not thinking. You're just not thinking.
Let me play.
You're not thinking. You're just not thinking.
You know, and I will say this. I wish Obama could be president again.
Right.
How do you like that?
That's it, ladies and germs. We got a bail. Thanks for joining us this Monday from the Pensacola offices. We'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast, 4 to 6 Central Time, and 3 to 5 for our friends in the Mountain Time. If you're elsewhere in the world, I can't do the math. Do it yourself. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget to download us as a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher. Leave a good review.
Thumbs us up.
If you're going to buy any shit, buy it from our Amazon hole.
Please.
Diving.com/Amazon. Follow Ryan's @RatedRComedy on the Twitter, RatedRComedy.com. Find out where he's going to be doing his comedy.
Follow very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Watch out for Mexicans.
Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/Crab Diving. And on Twitter and Instagram @Crab Diving.